The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the Wrestling Inc. podcast. I'm Glenn Rubenstein. Tonight, we're going to talk about the Raw after Mania for Monday, April 3rd, 2017. We got Andrew Socek with us. We got Raj Giri with us. Matt Morgan, maybe he'll show up. Who knows? Stay tuned to find out more as we recap the craziest Raw of the year. The return tonight, Finn Balor is back. All sorts of insanity happened. We got a new GM in Kurt Angle. Tons to talk about. We're going to dive right into the show. But first, I want to let everyone know that this episode of Wrestling Inc. is brought to you by WWE Slam Crate, powered by Loot Crate. Tag into a bi-monthly box for the WWE Universe, loaded with exclusive and authentic collectibles, plus apparel that you can't get anywhere else. Save $3 off your first box at lootcrate.com/wrestlinginc when you sign up and use the coupon code WrestlingInc. That's lootcrate.com/wrestlinginc. Guys, welcome to the podcast. Everybody feeling awake? Everybody feeling good?
Yeah, doing good.
It was a hot show. It was a hot show. Long weekend, but a hot show.
Really was looking forward to that tonight. So crazy opening we had with the show tonight with just, we heard nothing but the crowd once we got in the arena for the first 10 minutes there, right? Before Roman got his words out.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell they anticipated that. I mean, that was meant to be his whole promo. Otherwise, Roman would have just started talking. So I thought it was, it was kind of a cute way to start the show. And the crowd was hot. And I thought it was good for what it was.
Out the side hatch. Matt Morgan's were here. How's it going, man?
You guys watching my Instagram story at all right now?
No. What do you got going on?
I got dared to do the show without a shirt on, so here we are.
Ladies and some of the gentlemen, brace yourselves if you're watching on YouTube. Matt Morgan looking jacked. How are you doing, Matt? How are you holding up? What did you think of Mania last night?
It was fantastic. My reaction to falling asleep early definitely was not indicative of what I thought of Mania. I liked it. I liked it a lot. It's hard not to like WrestleMania other than the one complaint of it being too long. But as far as the spectacle of it, holy crap.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Undertaker and Reigns.
What do you say? We knew for sure Roman was going over, but the match itself did its job. I mean, he just needed to go over an Undertaker, right? That's all that needed to take place. He didn't need to have a 5-star match with him. At this point, for Undertaker to have one of those type of matches, he's got to have, a different type of partner. It's always easy for us to work with a smaller guy than it is a bigger guy who's, I don't want to say plotting or anything, but somebody who's not a power guy, which Roman kind of is. Surprisingly, he wasn't able to get him up in the reverse tombstone. I've had dreams of that spot since I've been like 7 years old. Of being able to, take or put you in the tombstone, you wiggle your legs and you pick him up, and then he wiggles his legs and he picks you up, and then you keep going back and forth. Like, good God, how do you mess that up? I don't know.
Was that more Taker, though, by not shifting?
If I'm being honest, yes.
Yeah.
But I hate to say it because that's my favorite wrestler. Yeah.
What were you feeling when you saw the farewell at the end?
I don't ever want to see it. So I did not like it. I actually had a tear in my eye like a freaking little girl. I watched it this morning and I made sure to try to stay offline. But long story short, I thought they could have done it differently. I would have liked to have seen brought back? His urn maybe or something. You know what would have been really cool? If this was all a dream. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you... Wait, he wakes up and he's Mean Mark in WCW.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, Morgan Dice Punisher, whatever it is.
That would be different. It takes a lot of the emotion out of it for sure. But
it was none of that was real. Why? I don't have magical powers. I don't know. I thought very creative with the ramp as well, not making them have to walk the entire, you know, distance to get there. You know, 85 yards is a long ass walk or run.
Yeah.
To get to the ring. But I thought it was creative to have him come up from the ground, have him go below with his fist in the air. That was pretty cool. The symbolism of him taking his gear off in the ring and leaving it there was cool, but what was cooler was how long they kept it in the ring like that. Mm-hmm. Nobody will ever command more respect than that guy. Like they said, Andre the Giant was, you know, everyone always called him boss, and he was the man that everybody respected, from office to workers to everybody. And my understanding, Taker is even more so, more well-respected, which says something.
Yeah. No, it was crazy. I mean, last night, just looking at that outpouring of support on Twitter, I mean, just everybody talking about going to stay. Loved last night the photos. What was it, an hour after the show ended, nobody moved his gear out of the ring. It's great just to see that it was still there. You know, I wonder who finally had that unenviable task.
Or a lazy ring crew.
I was going to say, scared shitless out of their minds to move it because of what would happen if they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see JBL or someone going, hold up. So you think that it was okay for you to go move Undertaker, just the greatest wrestler in the history of WWE, and you're just going to move his shit, huh? Like, it's no big deal, right? And I can see him ribbing him or something like that. Everyone's probably just too scared to do it.
JBL was probably waiting at Gorilla, just waiting for someone to move it.
Yeah, no, that would have been great. So what'd you think of Raw tonight, Matt?
I loved our guys coming up. What is wrong with me? From NXT. Come on.
The Revival.
Love that. I mean, the show was good. It was a good post Monday Night Raw. I loved how they opened the show. Very ballsy of them to open the show, let the crowd just do their chants. And I know WWE, their logic wasn't trying to showcase the fan, though. My thinking is their logic was to try to get it out of their systems. You know, like they did with Roman, having Roman go out there and not talk.
Get it out for the rest of the show?
So that way when other matches are going on, people aren't reading newspapers like they did to Orton and Sheamus that one year or doing shit like that. So I just know them too much to know that. I know they love their fans. I know they respect their fans, but to a certain level.
And it might have worked. It didn't seem as crazy as they were for other years. I mean, they did the wave. They did the beach ball stuff. But
because Hunter's now more involved. Johnny Ace is less involved. I'm telling you, that because of the talents they put out there tonight, they put out the people the fans would normally chant for. They put out Finn Balor. They put out Revival. They put out, you know what I mean? Like Sasha Banks that they love. They put a lot of people out that they like.
Yeah. It was interesting they didn't even try to edit the FU Roman chants at all.
That was crazy. Ooh,
yeah. They just left it in.
Like, when's enough enough? You know what I mean? Like, they called him an a-hole.
Yeah. The a-hole, I'm like, man, there's a lot of kids in that crowd.
What did he do? I just got to ask the fans. I'm not a huge Roman fan. Or I'm not. Everyone knows this. I'm not a defender. But what did he do for him to be an a-hole?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be FU Vince since he booked that ending, right?
Now I will pop for that. The fact that the fans were chanting Roman sucks when Vince came out, and Vince was like, what is that supposed to be? You know? Yeah. Like, that was good. Because that is what their message is. It's not that this guy sucks and we don't like him. It's we don't like the fact that you shoved him down our throats.
Yeah. No, I'm back to feeling sorry for Roman after last night. I mean, could you imagine, Matt, if you'd been in that position, like you're going to be the guy to retire Taker. And by the way, you're going to have to literally carry him through part of this match.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'd be able to do it. It'd be my wet dream come true to be put in that spot. that's like my Hulk Hogan, you know. Everyone in the 80s like Hulk Taker was my guy. I don't know, man. I the match itself, though, again last night was what it needed to be. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as good as it could have been, but it was enough. Because no matter whatever Roman did, it wasn't like he was going to get pops all of a sudden and be taken as this great baby face all of a sudden. The only way it could have gotten better is what we talked about a million times: grabbing the mic like he should have done tonight and ripped everyone a new one. Instead of just saying it's my yard now, and just said, you know, he could have done a little bit more and dug into these people and go, not only do I hate each and every one of you, you know, but also throw in there, I took away your boy. That's right, Undertaker, the guys that you guys go crazy for, is mystical Undertaker. I beat his ass. Now what? You guys hated me before. You're going to be seeing a whole lot more of me now. And in the meantime, you guys could kiss my ass.
That would have been awesome.
I think. And it would have made more sense.
Yeah. Just something. I don't know.
Well, it's funny, Matt. You know, I was thinking about, you were talking about with Dana Brooke a couple weeks ago, and about how with your face, you're doing the acting by reacting. And that was where Roman lost me tonight, was you could see this full spectrum of emotions him going through when the crowd was booing there. If he just would have come out with confidence and authority and laid down those five words and left, it would have been great. But you saw that look in his face.
It was programmed to be this way. That's what they wanted. They didn't want
him like smirking, concerned.
Right. Those are his real reactions, though.
Yeah.
That's how he legitimately was reacting to people calling him an a-hole. That's my opinion. He's not a good actor, so he's not pulling that off. He didn't know those people were going to chant that. Half those chants, you couldn't guess what they were going to chant. You just knew it was going to be negative.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he had a face in mind for that, but not what they were chanting on tonight. And those were his natural reactions, and those are things he needs to be careful of. We've said a million times about being a babyface. If you're going to be smirky and all cocky, cool, then go all the way with it.
Yeah, something. So, Andrew, what did you think tonight? What did you think was the meanest chant first off at Roman? Was it the F you Roman? Was that?
Oh, it's got to be F you. I was shocked. Yeah, that they let that go on air. I just kept waiting for him to cut it. So, man, yeah, that blew me away. It was a crazy start to Raw and got the show off to a.
Andrew, what'd you think? Sorry, Andrew, what'd you think of? What'd you think, dude, when they were saying we don't like you and go away? Oh my god!
I think most of them cracked me up. And the Vince one, how Vince didn't try to sell it and moved on. I think I got laughs out of pretty much everything tonight.
Yeah, that is a good point, Matt, about letting the crowd get it out of their system a little bit. Because it was clear that, you know, he was waiting until around the 15-minute mark before cutting his promo. And, you know, that's when they go to commercial. So, that would make sense.
Yeah.
It was odd having the announcers explaining the post-WrestleMania crowd.
Shut up.
It pissed me off last night, by the way, at Mania when they were talking over the Hardys music. Oh, I wanted to choke them all.
Yeah.
Shut up. Lay out for that. That's what you lay out for. Shut up. Sorry.
And the same line tonight, you know? They cheer who they usually boo, and they boo who they usually cheer. It's just like...
Yeah, it's obnoxious.
So obnoxious. But yeah, it was. Why didn't they bust out Die Roman Die if they're just going to go full on to the pinnacle, you know, being a crap crowd? I mean, I'm surprised they didn't go there. Yeah, it was just a weird way to start off the show. I mean, it was just, very I liked what Roman had to say. But yeah, Matt, I was sitting there fingers crossed hoping he would just tear him a new one and lay out his list of grievances. That would have been epic, but I don't think we're getting that. Okay, so we went from that to a kinder note. Gallows and Anderson versus the Hardys. So, Matt, first off, man, what do you think about the Hardys coming back in Mania?
I don't know where Jeff Hardy gets like this body from of his, where he's able to do the stuff he does and be all banged up. Like Jeff is permanently limping, you know, around backstage. And this was 4 years ago. So now the bumps and bruises that are on that dude's bump card is crazy to me that he's able to still do all this and still come out, make his entrance, look like everything's fine. And I don't know. I think that they have a good opportunity with them. I mean, you hear that what the fans want to see. I mean, I could see Vince and Hunter just saying, well, tonight was a smart mark audience. So that broken thing won't be as over with our normal audience out in the middle of Oklahoma. And that may be true, but with that vehicle behind them and what they've done with some of the stuff with Bray Wyatt, they could make it even better.
You know, that was tonight was his fourth night in a row wrestling. Because he wrestled, I think it was WrestleCon on Friday. Then he had a crazy ladder match on Saturday with the Young Bucks, where they did a lot more than they did on Sunday. And he was, you know, said to be hurting after that match. And then Sunday with WrestleMania, then fourth night in a row. So, I mean, it's pretty crazy the weekend he's had. That being said, a lot of people have been asking about the broken gimmick. It's clear he's not doing the full gimmick where he's crazy
He's trying to get it in, you could tell.
He's trying to get like some of the like the delete thing, but he's not thinking like George Foreman is, you know, the kangaroo's George Foreman or whatever that was, you know, you know, that kind of stuff that he was doing. Glenn, why are you on here twice?
That's weird.
Just that good, man.
It's freaking me out.
Sorry about that.
But yeah, I mean, they're not doing like the crazy stuff that they were doing with the total, you know, for the final deletion and everything. But
right now, if the fans keep asking for it, they've got to go there, right?
Well, like they're just on Raw Talk right now, and he's just cutting a normal Hardy Boys promo.
Is he?
Yeah. And he did, and they did, yeah. And they did that last night too after the Rumble. So.
Yeah, I did see that. Dang. Oh, well, you know, maybe I was going to say once the nostalgic act gets old, maybe that changes.
Yeah. I mean, if they could legally get it, I'm sure, you know, again, I'm sure part of it, it's kind of like, you know, when Razor Ramon went to WCW, they couldn't use Razor, but they still used a lot of his mannerisms and they still got sued for that.
You need to explain this to me because I don't know how this works. So Impact owns it?
Well, they have in their contracts that, you know, stuff that's created on their show. Yeah.
We have ownership of, right?
Yeah, for most contracts. It's not known if Matt's was the same or he had something different.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, if that's the same thing that they have.
So then you're right. You don't mean to cut you off. Then you're right.
Right. Like Undertaker wouldn't be able to use the Undertaker character anywhere.
Right.
You know, yada, yada, yada. Scott Hall actually came up with the Razor Ramon gimmick, but he wasn't allowed to use it. Mm-hmm. But he did still use a toothpick, say, hey, yo. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's that gray area. So
that's when intellectual properties got introduced to our contract. So I can't go on another TV show and say, hey, yo.
Right. Yeah. You know? Yeah, exactly.
So no stuttering and Impact, Matt.
Well, you know, Steve.
I did do it. Well, my very first promo I did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I asked Christian Gage if I stuttered.
You know, Stephen Colbert like was stopped by Comedy Central, which I think is owned by Viacom. That's owned by Viacom, right?
Yep.
Which is CBS is owned by Viacom.
Yep.
And Comedy Central sent a cease and desist to Stephen Colbert for using his old Stephen Colbert character on his late show. So that's how weird these things get. Conan created all these characters on his show, and he couldn't use them when he went, you know, to TBS. So. You know, they're strict on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but man, four nights in a row, Hardy's looked great tonight. Still doing it. Really curious where the tag division's going from here.
Revival, Kaz and Enzo, Sheamus and what's his name won tonight, right?
Yeah, they won.
They did. Yeah,
I thought I saw that.
I mean, New Day seemed like back to not being dated, I guess.
Yeah, they look different tonight, right?
They just felt like maybe because they haven't been involved in the tag team scene, they've just been doing comedy, like back wrestling again. They seemed a little fresher than they have lately. That being said, I still hope that they go to SmackDown. SmackDown needs something because now you got all these like kind of like the Raw tag division all of a sudden feels like superstars, whereas SmackDown's just all job guys. And the fact that the Andre Battle Royal, the Usos and American Alpha were thrown out like nothing, you know, it just feels like it's a big disconnect.
Absolutely. We'll see. Superstar shakeup coming soon. They announced that tonight, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But okay, so this third match or this third segment, Neville versus Mustafa Ali. Andrew, what did you think of them putting on a cruiserweight match at this point to follow up those two hot opening segments?
Oh man. I mean, it seemed like a decent crowd, you know, a call because that's the kind of crowd that you would think would be into 205 Live and want to see those guys. But man, I felt bad for them because nobody cared. That's when the beach ball, madness broke out. And, it was just a really bad follow-up for Neville, especially from last night. He's doing some good work, but nobody cared.
Yeah, I thought this match was really good. I thought Ali, this is the most impressed I've been with him since he's, you know, been on. I thought he looked really good tonight. He had a great match with Neville a couple weeks ago. It was kind of odd to throw a long cruiserweight match when you could tell this crowd didn't want that.
So, Matt, do you think Neville, that was a shoot on the fly decision to not finish with the Red Arrow because he was pissed at the crowd, or you think that was intentional?
No, I think that was intentional. If you're a star that's got a really cool looking move, if the fans pay to want to see, and you yank that carpet out from underneath them, you're now being a legitimate heel. That's something that Finley would tell you. That's something William Regal would tell you. And a lot of guys are too full of themselves to go actually through and do it. Because they're always so concerned, even though they're being a heel, to at least get that reaction and get that pop, even though they're supposed to be being heels. So kudos to him for being a heel's heel.
And he's done that before, too. That wasn't the first time he's done that, where he's teased going for the Red Arrow and then went for the Rings of Saturn. And what does he call the Rings of Saturn again? I'm forgetting right now.
I don't remember. I can't think either. Yeah, they keep calling it that. Michael Cole does, but...
Yeah, I thought he was calling it something else, but anyway.
Just keep saying Rings of Saturn.
I like it. Search it.
But yeah, that beach ball crap during tonight seemed like it was getting to him. And it was a good match. So it was a very good cruiserweight match. I'm actually more surprised the crowd wasn't into it.
That was really good. I thought that was the best match on the show.
Yeah, it's tight. Unfortunate it didn't get more of a reaction. So what did get a reaction, though, Vince McMahon showing up, coming out, giving an update that Steph is injured, which and the crowd just not giving that the gravitas you would think. I mean, so I think they really aren't believing it, saying that hit her head going through the table last night and she's going to be out, announcing the superstar shakeup, which I keep wanting now to say superstar shuffle, thinking of the Super Bowl shuffle. But the superstar shakeup coming soon, that maybe not a draft, maybe some trades. We'll find out next week. But the big news, new general manager for Raw, Kurt Angle. It's happening. Raj, less than 24 hours ago, we were saying this wasn't going to happen. Not likely, but bam, Angle's in the picture now.
Yeah, I mean, my thing was always, they always bring it down whenever they bring a new general manager. And this time they went up, and that's great. So that's awesome. I was glad to see that.
Yeah. Matt, what did you think of Angle's induction the other night?
Great. Absolutely great. I thought he played a lot of his comedy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which he's, oh, my God, the best at. But I just hope the newer fans get what a legit badass he was as well.
Yeah, that was my thing. I almost felt like he focused too much on the comedy, that someone that's not familiar with him would just be like, oh, this guy was really funny, as opposed to like he was such a great, you know, such an amazing athlete in the ring.
I mean, I was happy to see at least they put over in some of the quick interview, you know, slots that they were saying how he's the quickest to ever pick up the business, which is what he's will go down in history as the number one thing. Either being one of the greatest of all time in the ring, but right behind it is nobody's ever picked this business up quicker than him, including Brock, nobody. And he's, you know, a triple threat, you know. And tonight, I thought he did a great job. His stuff, he's going to be so good playing off a lot of these guys. What I was pretty impressed and happy with is how comfortable Enzo was with him. There was a natural chemistry there that I think is going to help him a lot.
Yeah.
Zo, talking about Zo, you know.
Yeah.
I hope that Stephanie stays off of TV. Like, this was to write her off for a bit.
She is not.
Because I don't want to see her interacting with Kurt Angle or talking down to him and doing the crap that she did with Mick Foley.
Will not happen. That shit ain't happening, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, they could just have Vince come in if they need someone to be the bad guy for the foreseeable future for him to play off of. I could see that happening. But I like that a lot tonight. I think Kurt's going to be great. And I loved his Hall of Fame induction the other night. We came from that to another surprise, which was then the Revival showing up to face Kofi, Xavier, and Big E. So, yeah, man. So, Matt, I know you're stoked to see these guys on the main roster. Andrew, were you a big fan of theirs in NXT?
I'm a big fan of theirs in NXT, yeah. I think they put on some of the best matches in the company over the past couple of years. I am very afraid, though, for their main roster run. I don't know if this is something Vince is going to be really interested in and get. Great athletes, great wrestlers, but I'm kind of hoping they end up on SmackDown.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd love to see them on SmackDown against, what do you call it? What's the other guys from NXT?
American Alpha.
Yeah. God. Oh, my God. Those guys have the potential to put on Match of the Year.
And the Revivals, they were such great heels here that they still managed to turn that crowd against them by the end. You know, they were booing them when they started beating up Kofi. So, kudos to them.
Hey, Andrew, is that a Sean O'Hare picture behind you?
It is a Sean O'Hare autographed.
That's my guy. I was the very first wrestler I met walking into OVW. And
he was really?
A guy that was not a dick and was nice to me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's strangely one of my all-time favorites. So
much potential. Oh, he had so much potential.
Agreed, yeah.
He did MMA, too, for a while.
Oh, he took on Butterbean, yeah.
Dude, you should go out to a nightclub with him. You know, I'm dead serious. Like, Sean's one of my best friends. If you go to a nightclub with him, oh, my God. You ask any guy. Like, he would fight, like, four or five dudes. Like, if it was now where you had your camera phone available, dude, Sean would be humongous. He'd be so over.
Yeah.
You know, he was a legit badass. That's why I'm surprised he didn't do a little bit better in MMA. But he was really, really good. Yeah. Like, really good fighter. And messed up while he was doing it. Like, drunk. He was a great fighter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well.
That's my guy, man.
Cool. So
we talked about the Enzo and Cass segment with Kurt Angle setting up their match for the number one contendership with Sheamus and Cesaro later. But let's talk about this. Bayley, Sasha Banks, and Dana Brooke now face turn complete against Charlotte, Nia, and a returning Emma. Finally, no more teasing. Evil Emma's back. So, Matt, did you think this was ever going to happen with us seeing Emma back in the ring?
I didn't care. I didn't care. She could have came through the TV screen and spread her legs and sat and stood on my damn table, and I still would not have cared or noticed.
It's just they could have done this 8 months ago with her just showing up in a tag match, and then she's on the roster, you know. Yeah. So it's just kind of annoying in that way. But yeah, so at least there's a little more depth.
She's super good in the ring, by the way. Obviously, I don't want to take that away from her. It's not her fault.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just stupid what they did with the whole Emelina shit. I mean, just absolutely ridiculous.
They were trying something, and it didn't work in rehearsals. But you would just have thought that they would have tried it way before they did six months of promos for it.
Mm-hmm. What didn't work? I don't want to get them getting this. Just give me the 10, 20-second version.
All right. So the day they were going to do the Emelina reveal – they were having her trying to do this sexy gimmick like Sable, and they weren't getting what they wanted. So they made the decision to yank it and just drop
After
that character.
14 weeks of teasing it, they decided to yank it the day of.
Oh, it felt way longer than that.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me. I thought it was longer than that.
Maybe it was. But it was a long time.
It was like 2 years there.
No, it broke the record. It was certainly longer than Brodus Clay.
Was it longer than Glacier?
Well, I don't know about that. And some people were saying there were a few other ones that may have topped it in the grand scheme of things. But I don't think she needed her gimmick. I like the gimmick as it was tonight. But what do you think about Dana as a face, Matt?
Don't care. Yeah. Think she still needs to improve.
Yeah.
Immensely. I still think she's overacting, you know, the goofy faces she's making and just overdoing it. She's playing wrestler right now.
Yeah.
I get the feeling you're still not going to see her on TV all that much more than you were before.
Yeah. So if you have to pick with this whole shakeup thing in the women's division, do you think they have to do any swaps with SmackDown, Raj?
It seems to me like Charlotte's on the way out. I mean, she got beat by Bayley, you know, before Mania, then at Mania. She got pinned again tonight. Because it's weird. Matt, I can't remember if they did that when you were with the company, but you know, late with the brand split, when one wrestler is leaving to the other brand, they like job him out like he's leaving like a territory from, you know, in the 80s.
They would lose one match on their way out generally with whoever they were in their angle with. Yeah.
Right. And they did that like with Jack Swagger before he went to SmackDown last year. So that almost seems like they might be sending Charlotte over. Maybe Alexa Bliss to Raw.
That would be very, that'd be good. That right there, it does a lot right there. The matchups, I mean,
yeah,
to have Becky Lynch and her on the same show, I don't see them doing that. I maybe they do, but to have Mickey James possibly against Charlotte, and you know, that'd be pretty cool.
It would really shake things up.
And Sasha Banks finally, see, that's what they need to do. They don't need to bring a big, well, yeah, they do need to bring somebody over to Raw, but maybe this is what has to happen for Sasha to get that limelight on her again,
yeah.
Be nice. Yeah. Sasha Bailey. I think we see it, but it was interesting. We didn't see any Fishers within the women's team tonight, but the face team, but the Charlotte, Nia, and Emma, there was the little friction after the pin there, which I thought was setting up maybe something. So who knows? I don't know. It'd be good to change things up a little bit.
Yeah, it's clear they're not using the word draft. So yeah. I think they want to make it clear that it's not going to be a giant roster shakeup, but just there'll be some.
Who do you predict? Do you think it's going to be Reigns for Roman for AJ, as has been rumored? I mean, Matt, if you had to make one trade between brands, who would it be?
Oh, my God. AJ's my number one pick. God, AJ on Raw with now Rollins and Balor and Joe and Owens. Oh, my God. Like, yeah, that could be really good. Really good. I don't know who I'd pick. I don't care. I just want to see it shaken up a little bit.
Yeah. I'd almost say I'd almost do that, and maybe someone like Owens to SmackDown too, because I feel like he's kind of lost in the shuffle a bit on Raw.
It's hard to go anywhere after you've been a champion. Like, how else do you go back up again other than being the champion?
Right.
Again.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to do.
Get him away from Sami Zayn too for a year or so.
Right. And then they'll probably draft Sammy to SmackDown too.
So oh, absolutely. Diggler or something. Yeah, who knows? Well, we'll find out next week. Monday and Tuesday it'll be happening on Raw and SmackDown. So we're going to talk about...
Did want to say, the one thing that would drive me nuts with the Raw after Mania is they throw all this stuff out there but do nothing to get you to want to tune in the next week. And there's a huge ratings drop from the Raw after Mania to the next Raw. And at least this week, they got something to get you hooked, you know, to come next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I mean, if anything, I think it was the problem that they were following up like remarkably solid WrestleMania that was very good from start to finish. It was just too long. But yeah, it was a tough act to follow for a change as opposed to Raw eclipsing the pay-per-view. So we're going to talk about what's coming up, including Lesnar coming back tonight, talk about the number one contenders match, and of course, the return of Finn Balor. But first, I want to take a moment, thank the sponsors of this episode. First up, WWE Slam Crate, powered by Loot Crate. You've heard us talk about it. It's a bi-monthly box for the WWE Universe, loaded with exclusive and authentic collectibles, apparel, merchandise, stuff you can't get anywhere else. And what's great about it is all the items are handpicked and created by Loot Crate. So each crate contains over $60 in value. You're going to get stuff like limited edition T-shirts. You're going to get posters. You're going to get trading cards, patches. We talked before about the flat WWE World Championship fanny pack that they included 1 month. Mitch the Plant, New Day figurines, John Cena figurines, all sorts of stuff. A great assortment of products. Each one contains over $60 in value. And crates start as low as $27.99. For each crate, when you sign up, we've got a deal for you. You can save $3 off your first box at lootcrate.com/wrestlinginc when you sign up and use our coupon code WrestlingInc. That's lootcrate.com/wrestlinginc. And we thank them for sponsoring the show. They've already announced it. You're going to give them your shirt size. You're going to give them your info. Stone Cold Steve Austin, limited edition collectible in the next upcoming crate. So go sign up now, lootcrate.com/wrestlinginc. Also want to thank DDP Yoga. Congrats to Diamond Dallas Page in the WWE Hall of Fame now. Big part of the reason why is the great work he's done with DDPY. You've seen guys like Chris Jericho, AJ Styles, Goldust, Mick Foley, Jake Roberts turn their lives, turn their health around using DDP Yoga. And you can get started today doing it yourself. When you go to ddpyoga.com/wrestlinginc, we've got a deal for you. You can get 25% off the DDPY DVDs, and that includes 3 months of full access to the DDP Yoga Now app. Or if you're digital only, you can get the DDP Yoga Now app for just 25% off. And you can also buy a Max or Combo Pack at 25% off and get 50% off the second one. Partner up with a friend, partner up with a loved one, get an accountability buddy. Take control of your life, take control of your health now with DDP Yoga. Go to ddpyoga.com/wrestlinginc to take advantage of these offers. We thank them for sponsoring the show, and congrats to DDP on his well-deserved entry into the Hall of Fame. Man, that ceremony the other night, I thought really, really strong. But again, I feel like everything's been good in the WWE. It's just all going a little long lately. You know, even TakeOver felt a little longer this weekend. Yeah, Andrew, what did you think of the Hall of Fame the other night?
It was really good. Most years, there's usually one or two kind of embarrassing ones, or they go on way too long, a Mr. T type. But these were all good. I don't know if any of will stick with me for the rest of my life, but I think they all told some good stories. And yeah, it was fun. But like you said, man, it was long. Everything is so long, but they'll probably fix that in future years because I don't know how many more people there are to induct.
Next year's got to be Taker, right? Just go right for it. Have him headline. Taker.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've still got a shitload more women to induct way before Beth Phoenix. That's a freaking joke.
Miss Elizabeth Sable. There's a
Lisa Marie Verone, Ivory. How about Ivory, who connected like three generations of women's, you know, wrestlers there for a minute. You know, there's so many. People forget how much Ivory did for that company. There's so many more deserving. When you put Beth Phoenix in there, you're opening up the floodgates to so many more women. Mickie James obviously is not going to get in if Beth did. There's so many more.
I wonder why they chose her. Youngest inductee.
I don't know. Edge or...
Still, I mean, I'm friends with her. I feel like a jerk saying any of this. You know, but I just have my other friends I'm looking at going like, how does Victoria not get in yet?
I think that's some weeks after this podcast.
China, you know?
Oh, my God. That's the most obvious. Yeah.
Yeah. Some weeks after this podcast, I imagine Matt Morgan texting people saying, hey, if you hear I said something about you on the Wrestling Inc. podcast.
Just playing.
Yeah,
I'm just playing a heel. Just playing a heel.
Awesome. Let's talk about this match versus Sheamus and Cesaro versus Enzo and Cass. I felt like Sheamus and Cesaro really got the crowd back on their side tonight. It seems like they're finally gelling a little bit.
Because there's a foreign crowd. It don't count.
Yeah. It might as well be the
that
UK
European
tour.
Crowd.
Yep.
Well, they won, though. Man, what's it going to take to get the belts on Enzo and Cass? They got to go over to SmackDown?
I don't think they deserve the belts, personally. I mean, their matches suck.
They're not really a tag team either. You know, one guy's, you could see his money, and the other guy's great on the mic. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. One day.
Someday, yeah.
He's going to end up being his manager. Watch.
Yeah, it'd work. I mean, you see, they were all over that Universal ad tonight. I mean, they're using him for, I think, everything they possibly can. So it seems like
he's phenomenal on the mic. He's better than 100% of that roster on the mic.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah. He's so good. Yeah. So Jinder and Sammy tonight. That was kind of a, I don't know.
How big and jacked did he look in that backstage segment with Kurt?
Oh, he's huge.
It's freakish. He's getting freakish now.
That was a good example, though, guys, of how you play with angles with the camera. The closer you stand to the camera, the bigger you're going to appear. So with his veins and vascularity, like, plus how big, like, where he was standing, he looked like Great Khali, but with muscles.
Yeah. He's going to be like a giant vein in a few weeks.
He looks so good, dude. He looks so impressive.
Yeah, he's jacked. I think he's probably the most jacked guy on the roster. He's turning into Ryback.
Hey, good for him, man. Hey, you're going to make me a mid-card actor or a little bit less than that. I'm going to go out swinging. It ain't going to be because I'm not in shape, you know? So God bless him. I respect the crap out of that.
Yeah. No, and they're just keeping him in the mix. So, I mean, clearly some people backstage like his look and think that his size is good.
He got to the final. He did the angle with Gronk, at the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you see what the final like five were in that battle royal, it's,
what the hell? Yeah,
it's like this is what this match has come to.
Crap. But
anyway,
it was weird.
It was like Titus and the Killer Dane or what?
Killian
Dane. The Scottish guy needs to shave his back.
Bastion Booger.
It was something. So let's talk about the big return. Tonight, Finn Balor coming out to team with Seth Rollins against Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens. So, yeah, man.
Matt, wait, we didn't get to Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Brock came out, stood there while Paul Heyman said a bunch of stuff, became a caricature of himself. And
Braun Strowman came out.
So is that what we're going to see? So was Braun coming out to say that Braun was going to go against Reigns, or was Braun coming out to say that Braun's going to go against Brock? I was a little unclear.
No, he's going to go through Roman Reigns to get to Brock, is what he basically said.
So Brock doesn't have to work the next pay-per-view. He can just go back to the farm for a while. And then
I'm sure that's what Braun was thinking when he thought of that.
I think Brock is advertised for the next pay-per-view, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, they could do Braun and Roman next week, and the winner gets Brock at the pay-per-view, and then you go with Braun. But Braun, you know, we talked about this before Mania, that was the plan at one point, was for Braun to be first for Lesnar, and so they're going with it. I think it's kind of cool. That's the first time I think I've seen Lesnar in the ring with someone that's more intimidating than him. Like, I'd rather run into Lesnar in a dark alley than Braun.
You're nuts. There's a difference, a real versus big.
Sure, but appearance wise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I ran into Jinder or BJ Penn, I'd rather take on BJ Penn, but that would be, you know, that'd be, well, BJ Penn 10 years ago, but that'd be bad.
Braun looks like what's his face in Blazing Saddles. I feel like I could do some sort of mind tricks and just, you know, somehow go by unharmed. But Brock is legitimately scary looking.
All right. Next.
Yeah. So Braun versus Brock. We'll see how that shakes out. That's the path it's on. But let's talk about Finn, man. Like tonight, that was clearly what the crowd was in love with. I mean, yeah. What did you think, Matt, seeing Finn come back in the match they put on tonight?
Well, let me ask you guys what you thought, because I like the demon thing. Like, how do you not come back as the demon? Is he not doing it anymore?
He only does that on pay-per-views.
But this is his big, ta-da, I'm back, mother bless, you know, and I don't know.
Yeah, even when he jumped to Raw, he didn't do the demon thing until he did it the week before SummerSlam as kind of like a preview, and then at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
That's right.
I like it. Maybe that's when I'm the only one that likes it. I don't know.
I think it's awesome.
I'm with you, yeah.
He just looks like some little dude with a big head and a leather coat. Otherwise, I mean, he's a fantastic wrestler. He's money. You know, he's one of my favorite guys to watch. But I'm saying, if I have a choice between coming out like a badass demon or some diminutive dude with a big head and a leather coat, I'm taking the demon.
Yeah, I don't see why he doesn't do just a – I know that it's a pain to do the full body paint, you know, for every week. But you could do just your face or a smaller version, you know, not the whole body, but just to kind of keep that look, you know, continuous. Because he does look like much more of a star with that whole getup than without it.
My prediction, if he stays healthy, he will easily be the number one merch mover. I'm saying it right now. Remember, I'm saying it.
Yeah.
He has too much stuff to play off of.
Yeah, the leather jacket and that whole thing, I don't know. It's funny. Matt, I heard you had some choice words for me going to Grease 2 the other night, but I started busting up during the finale because the main character there, shirtless in a leather jacket, turned to my wife. I'm like, that dude looks like Finn Balor outside the makeup. And that's all I think of now when I see Finn. It's just that look. Something about it, he looks like he's going to Chippendales or something in that outfit with the leather jacket.
Do you know what I think about when I see you, Glenn, my friend?
Oh,
I think of this guy I know that actually admits to other guys that he goes and watches operas and plays and all these other big to-dos instead of watching wrestling.
Yeah, you know what's funny? my other friends say the same crap about how I admit I watch wrestling. Okay, you can't nerd shame me, dude. There is no nerd shame. We're living in 2017, Matt.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference. Your friends can't nerd shame you because of me. I could whip every single one of their asses versus your other friends that watch the Grease stuff. Okay. I'm not sweating. You know what I mean? So I said I was gonna revoke your man card, Glenn. So here it is. Here's my hand. It's coming through the screen.
Oh. He's got it.
Yeah. It's gone.
Hey, let's face it, without this beard, I look like a butch lesbian anyhow. So you know. I've been dealing with this my whole life, Matt. You know, no shame, no nerd shame. It's 2017. I'm into My Little Pony. Friendship is magic, for Christ's sakes. You can't embarrass me, man. I own it. I embrace it.
You're kidding about that, though, right?
There was a phase where we wanted to see what the hype was about. It's if you got kids or if you know you're an uncle or aunt, it's better than you think it's
going to be. The easy answer is say, yes, I was kidding.
See, I just can't do it, man. I don't play kayfabe. I keep it 100. No, but seriously, though, now I lost my train of thought. You guys getting me off track here. But my point is, and despite all that, I love wrestling. I love wrestling. And yeah, I missed TakeOver for it, and I apologize for that. But, you know, sometimes there's live events you got to go to. Same thing, Matt. If you're doing a signing, do you want your fans to stay home and watch whatever's on TV that night? You want them to come out and see Matt Morgan, once-in-a-lifetime chance. Press the flesh, shake some hands, get an autograph. They got to do it, man. Flesh? Yeah, you know, a handshake.
What does that mean?
Handshake. Oh. Press the flesh, you know?
Sounds like you're squeezing.
That sounds gross.
It does sound a little...
You're saying this while Matt has his shirt off as well.
Yeah, it's true. but you understand what I'm saying. Glenn. Sometimes you got to go out of the house.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn. You're getting sleepy. You will no longer go and watch women's operas. Like hot chicks. You like wrestling, NASCAR, monster trucks.
I like wrestling. NASCAR, I've never gotten it. It's just driving in a circle, man.
UP standing up.
We're not even going to get into the rest of this. We're getting too sidetracked. Right. But Finn Balor's back. The big news.
Yay.
I thought this was a great match tonight, and I actually thought, man, compared to all these other guys, he just, I mean, yeah. I know we thought this over the summer. I mean, he just, he outshines a lot of other people in the ring, and tonight I thought it was like, man, he was running circles around them, you know? Thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has like a Jeff Hardy like charisma where he's just strange, unique, and he doesn't need to cut like killer promos. He just in his body language alone, he has it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome. I was hoping they, you know, I just hope they push him right, because right now it's, you know, you got Braun and Lesnar and these monsters in the world title picture. So, you know, where does that kind of leave, you know, Finn and Seth and these guys? So,
honestly, you know, with today's fans, don't you think that they'd rather see the people in that tag match versus Braun versus Lesnar?
Because yeah,
I bet you Vince thinks they want to see Braun versus Lesnar.
Absolutely, they do. Yeah. You know he does. Yeah. Right.
So, but you know, one other thing I'd like to see is that the heel side is so weak on Raw right now. I'd like to see Seth turn heel, because I feel like he's been kind of ineffective as a babyface.
Yes. Hate saying that. Love watching him, but you're right.
Yeah, but we can go so many different directions from here. I think tonight did what it needed to do and given us a jumping off point, a bit of a reset button. Hopefully next week we'll get some new blood in the mix. Change things up a bit, but all in all, so Matt, how do you think this stacked up as the Raw after Mania? I mean, did it live up to your expectations?
Yeah. Well, no. I was hoping we'd see bigger NXT call-ups, maybe, or somebody from a different company. You know, like the Hardy thing that happened last night, I was hoping we'd see something like that tonight, you know? That's usually the next Raw after Mania. It's usually some huge debut, bigger than the Revival, you know?
Yeah, it felt like there was a lot tonight, but really the Revival was the only, because the Hardys was last night, so they were the only call up from NXT. And
Shinsuke would have been cool.
Yeah,
you got to think Shinsuke is tomorrow night.
You're right, I hope so.
Why?
That's been the rumor. You saw Takeover. He said his goodbyes. So
why Tuesday? Why Smack? Excuse me. Why SmackDown?
Because they need him. So yeah, that's the rumor even before WrestleMania was that Shinsuke will be jumping to SmackDown, and they need somebody. I mean, they need something, because they, especially like all these guys that are, you know, they get in the Revival on Raw and the Hardys, it just feels like a B, like they're treating it like a B show, even though it's been doing better, you know, live event attendance over the last couple months than Raw because of John Cena, but. You know, they need to keep it strong. And Cena's gone. Cena's not even expected for SummerSlam, or at least he's not listed for it right now. So he could be gone a while.
Wow.
Why, Matt? Where do you think you think Shinsuke would be better on Raw?
Yeah, I think he has a much bigger platform on Raw. Now, as soon as you said SmackDown, I'm thinking AJ Styles. But who's to say AJ stays there, you know? So I always think of matchups. And I think of it very differently. I think of it, one, as a fan that likes to watch a lot of in-ring, like, high work rate matches with, you know, lots of cool moves, lots of good psychology, just good workers. I like to watch that match, the matchup. But I also like to be entertained at the same time, right? Like, pretty much every fan. And I just think, so I think of the matchups that could give me that, and AJ versus him gives us that. But like you just said, AJ could get drafted to Raw. We really aren't going to know anything until next week.
Right.
I almost wonder if they think it would be smarter to wait until next week and give Shinsuke that center stage of like ta-da type platform by saying, you know, you get one call up from NXT, and then he gets, you know what I mean, in this shake-up gimmick. And then he gets to come out on stage, the crowd loses their shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or you have Shinsuke show up on SmackDown, and then next week he gets drafted right to Raw.
That'd be great.
I think SmackDown needs something. Otherwise, yeah, like a big surprise tomorrow night. Otherwise, I think it's just gonna feel like, the discarded show, the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, it's their first time in the WrestleMania home city too, so they're probably gonna want something big for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. SmackDown, where Randy Orton is now the champion.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Matt. have a bone to pick with you. About? Disagreeing with me about Randy Orton.
What I said?
How I was saying he was overrated and you were saying he was the greatest.
In-ring worker.
Yeah. And he had the crappiest match at WrestleMania. He had a seven-month build. Great storyline. Or a storyline. And they stunk up the joint.
How's that on him? Look where the match was on the card, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Secondly, watch Randy's work. There's nothing Randy did in that match. One iota. Watch every bit of it. It was not money on the spot. Perfect timing. Perfect execution. He sold what he needed to sell, which was the freaking worms and maggots. That was his big thing to freaking throw out of the ring and sell it.
That man cannot get people into his matches to save his life.
No, there's a definite disconnect. I'm never going to say there's not. But what I'm saying about a guy that when that bell rings is money in the ring. It's Randy.
Yes, he's professional. He doesn't botch. His stuff looks good.
He's not professional. He has a better feel than anybody else in that locker room in the business, Raj. It's not just my opinion. That's a known fact.
But if he had a better feel, why aren't the fans ever in his matches?
Because Randy's not always given 100%. Randy gives what he can at times. He's in and out. He's here today. He's gone tomorrow. He's got other things going on. And I'm hopefully today these days aren't it's not like it used to be for him. And I know he's clean and things like that now. But as far as giving it his all, I don't know. I just know you ask anybody in there who is more genetically gifted to be a professional wrestler, they all will tell you Randy Orton. He is a feel that you cannot teach.
I'm not doubting that in the ring he's good as far as his moves and his execution.
It's his feel. It's his feel. It's his reaction. I'll give you an example. Last night, Roman, when he botched the stuff with Undertaker, that Undertaker messed up, right? Mm-hmm. What did you notice next? Do you guys remember anything?
He went to the Superman punch. Yeah.
What happened before that? Was anything said? Would anybody say anything?
Taker said something.
Shocker here, guys. Roman Reigns, shockingly, has got enough main event experience now and enough balls to actually call that spot. Go back and watch it. I was like, he's stepped up. He immediately went into that. I was very impressed with that. That takes years to get to. My point is, that's the type of stuff that Randy Orton does that you cannot teach. John Cena, it's night and day. John Cena has a better feel for the crowd, right, and making them emotionally invest. Randy is not very good at making them emotionally invest unless he's being a heel. He's very good at it then. Mm-hmm.
I just cannot remember the last match at a pay-per-view where I was like, man, that Randy Orton match was awesome. That was the match of the night.
That's fair. He's also working, you know, a fat slob who's got a very cool gimmick, But you can't bump him around. What can you do with him?
I'm telling you, AJ, I think, would have had a tremendous match with Bray. AJ had a tremendous match with Shane McMahon.
AJ's the best worker on the planet. He's better than Randy Orton. I'll say that right now.
Yeah. Roman Reigns had better matches with Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, let's settle down. Let's calm down.
He did. But, all right, we'll have to agree to disagree.
So, man, we wanted to ask you your follow-up. Cena's proposal last night, 100% kayfabe? Not real?
I don't buy it. I don't know. I don't know. I just know John's BS smile when he's not being real, and I've seen it a lot between this and the Today Show, and maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Maybe he finally gets it. Maybe he's finally like, hey, I'm getting older. I should probably get married. I should probably take care of this now versus being old and lonely by myself one day. You know, I don't know. Yeah. I do want to say I don't believe it.
Well, it's clear that was planned. You could tell by Nikki's reaction. She wasn't an emotional mess or anything. She was just like, oh, yeah, that's great. And the family ringside was like, oh, yeah, here you go.
His sell of his mother, though, was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
His sell of seeing his mom out there?
The mom was cool.
But like, his sell of that was pretty legit, I thought.
Yeah, it's weird that they didn't have Laurinaitis out there, you know, there.
That would have been great.
But what about Goldberg? You think Goldberg's done?
I don't know. I didn't even think he'd be back after the first match he had. You know what I mean? I didn't expect any of that to unfold. I don't think anybody did. Him have this title run and all this stuff. I think it was cool while it lasted. We'd see Bill again, you know, but I like the way they did the match last night, by the way. I love the way that they set that up. What was it, 6 minutes, 5 minutes?
Yeah, that was like the best 5 minute match.
But it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Goldberg went on Raw Talk tonight, and Raj, you were watching that when we came on, so he was just saying that's it. You got to go to
So he came out. I don't know why they didn't do this in front of on Raw. But Goldberg was out after the show ended, came to the ring. Fans were booing him. By the end, they were cheering him like crazy. I mean, he knows how to – when he's himself, and he was, you know, clearly not doing a scripted promo, when he's himself, he can get the crowd on his side. And did he ever? He was talking about how he did it for his family. The same stuff he's been saying, but the way he said it and the way he delivered just really connected.
He brought his son to the crowd tonight?
What's that?
He went out to the audience tonight?
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that – it's so weird that they didn't show it on Raw. Yeah. His son, like, hopped over the railing to come in and fell. And Goldberg joked about how that was one more bump than he would have taken, you know. So, and so it was pretty good. And I'm sure it's probably still on the – it's on the WWE Network. They probably included it with Raw Talk. Because then they went to the stage version of Raw Talk, and they had the Hardys on who weren't doing their gimmick. And Bailey. And by stage version, I mean that's when they went to the set, not in the ring.
All right.
Well, home stretch. It's almost over. Tomorrow night we got SmackDown and Talking Smack. And then, Raj, you can finally get some rest.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. In time to get back here for the Wrestling Inc. podcast on Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern.
Tomorrow's my daughter's birthday, too. Yeah. So it's just like... And we moved her stuff to Wednesday, so it just keeps going. But that'll be fun. I'm looking forward.
You moved your daughter's birthday?
Well, we're ordering pizza tomorrow night.
How old is she?
She's turning 8.
Oh,
what's her name?
Maya.
Happy birthday, Maya! If you're watching this ever, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
It's exciting. Cool, man. Is there anything else we want to get to before we wrap it up here?
I can't really think of anything. Vince looked it's like Vince, by not doing TV every week or coming on that often, he ages like 8 years every time he comes on.
My wife said the same exact thing. Yeah.
Man.
Something with his eyes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and his hair is like this big poofy gray area. I don't know.
To be fair, how old is he?
71.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I mean, come on. But I think we all expect him just to be, you know, slightly grayed, jacked.
Right.
You know, until he's 100, you know, like the modern day Jack LaLanne, but it's reality, at least, you know. I remember when I was there, I was told that he was, nobody cares. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Unless it's going to get you in trouble.
Yeah, it'll get me in trouble.
All right.
Actually, screw it. No, it won't. He would that I remember Stephanie making the joke that her dad was starting to get Botox done. This was like in 2002. And I'm thinking, like, these guys, they can afford so much, you know, type of things for their face. So I wonder what that is with his eyes, you know?
You think it might, yeah.
Because Botox, like, I've had the industry I work in, a laser industry that works on aesthetic services for the face and the body, right? It gets rid of body fat, things like that, skin tightening. So there's a lot of places I sell to that do have Botox and fillers and things like that. So I did try one on my forehead to see what it would feel like, the little needles, and it freaking kills. But everybody gets it. All these dudes that you would never expect to get it. So, like, back in 2002, I remember, like, snickering to myself, like, what a puss, you know? But that's
did
what
you,
I sell these
guys. Did you notice a difference after you did it? Like,
no, because I only got the one shot to see what the needle felt like, because I saw the lady doing it to another customer, and I wanted to see so I could talk about it when it's time to sell my stuff, how my stuff don't hurt.
Yeah.
You know, it's selling great.
Man, that stuff, man, that's sticking needles in my face seems.
Yeah.
It's got to get to a disastrous point for that to happen.
Yeah, well, you're on TV every week, so like I was really surprised. But like you said, he's 71. We got to cut the guy some slack, right?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna look like dog crap at 71. I mean, good Lord, you have to wheel me out there.
Yeah. But yeah. So we got Payback coming up in a couple of weeks already. Not too much room for rest. So yeah, SmackDown. We'll see Nakamura possibly. And maybe Ty Dillinger. You got to think they've got something else too.
This just in, guys. Remember, like about 30 seconds ago, I just said at age 71, you'll probably have to wheel me out and I'll look like crap.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No, I won't. I'll still be jacked. All right, continue the show.
It's possible, man.
Yes, I read Ty. I think it was on your site. I read that about Ty Dillinger being called up and some of the other guys, right?
Yeah.
Why Samson? Am I missing something?
Well, there was talk of Samson, but it doesn't look like it's happening now.
Yeah.
Hey, why Baron Corbin last year? Or and Apollo Crews, I don't mean from a talent standpoint, because Apollo Crews is very talented, but from a character standpoint, he hadn't gotten anywhere yet.
Yeah.
They always do some weird – why the vaudevillains? They always have some weird ones in there when Nakamura is sitting there for a year.
I don't know. But Samson, I mean, he's not even like, oh, he's getting heat. Like, people legitimately just find him annoying.
I thought he was kind of a job guy for a while, honestly.
he's not that big either, where he's like a giant, where Vince would just call him up for that. So I don't get it either.
Vince is impressed with his mad guitar skills. I mean, who knows?
It's pretty sweet.
He's got a good beard.
That's true.
He's got a good beard.
Yeah. So we'll see you tomorrow, man. Stay tuned to Wrestling Inc. for all the news. We'll be back here Wednesday, noon Eastern, to talk about SmackDown Live, the last little bit of WrestleMania week. Matt, anything you want to plug before we take it home here?
Guys, make sure you tweet, hit on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff, email, whatever else messages you can to Raj Geary and tell him what you like about the show and some things you don't like. I'm sure you guys are doing it on the daily, but I'm specifically asking you about the format of the show, what you guys like and what you don't, because we want to cover everything that we always cover, but we also want to make it a little bit more entertaining along the way, because some of you guys seem to think it's funny. So a lot of the stuff that happened between me and Glenn's my dog at the end of the day, but it is all in good fun. I hope everybody realizes that.
Absolutely. No, and we love the feedback. I love on Twitter when people are saying, hey, you should talk about this, more of this, less of that. But yeah, have a blast doing it and love the feedback.
And I would say hit me up, Glenn. I don't mean to put your stuff out there, Raj, but I'd say hit me up, but guys, I don't run the show, so I can't.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, we always love hearing the feedback. So
cool.
As long as it's positive. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
And I love hearing the DDP yoga stories. People have been tweeting at me just about using it, having success with it. Love seeing that on Twitter. That's great to know. They're a great sponsor. Love having them on. And tweet at them and let them know. Thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
One last little tidbit. If Brock Lesnar would have wrestled Roman tonight like they teased, that would have been his first match on Raw in 14 years.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he hasn't wrestled on Raw in 14 years.
No.
Yep. Yeah, not since he's come back. And before that, he was on SmackDown. So the last time he was on Raw was 2004.
Did he beat up? Oh, he just beat up Cena when he came back. He didn't have a match.
Right.
Huh. Oh, yep.
Yeah, it didn't count with Heath Slater.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's a little bit of trivia. And anyone else surprised that Xavier didn't catch any heat from the crowd when he was out there?
Yes, I was.
I thought, like, this was the crowd that was going to kill him.
Yeah. But, the revival saved them is what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the fans have kind of gotten past that, too, a little bit.
Yeah, let's hope. But no, all in all tonight, hell of a show. Back here on Wednesday. Cool. So until next time, everyone, I'm Glenn Rubenstein. We'll see you back here on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.